思想摩西。
Today we're going to be thinking about Moses.
我本来以为两次可以把它讲完，但是我发现还讲不完，还会有一次。
I thought I would be able to finish this in two sessions, but I realized that I can't finish it today either, so we will have one more session after today.
但是我希望我们在在这里的时候，我们还是以祷告的心在等在神的面前。
But I hope we can still have a prayerful heart before the Lord.
Yeah, 我们一直在等候神，把他自己的话向我们开启。
We're always waiting for the Lord for Him to open His own words to us.
其实我们每天活在他面前，其实也要有这个同样的态度。他随时会跟我们讲话，我们随时跟他讲话，他也会随时跟我们讲话。
So actually, as we live before Him every day, we also need to have the same attitude because He might speak to us at any given time.
Okay, 我们前面是提过摩西，他一辈子活了120岁。
So we previously mentioned that Moses lived altogether for 120 years.
有三个很清楚的阶段。
It was clearly divided into three parts of his life.
很稀奇，每一个阶段正好40年。
And 40 years for each part.
那圣经中四十是什么意思？是试验或者是试炼的数字。
So what does the number 40 mean in the Bible? It actually means a test or trial.
所以我们来看一下他一生这个三个四十年他的学习。
So let's take a look at the Moses learning for these three 40 years.
我们也认识，从这里面我们就认识到神是怎么样来准备他自己的仆人，怎么样训练凡是属他的人。
And we can learn from these experiences how God was training His own servant and how to he is disciplining, preparing for those people that belong to Him.
从另外一个角度来讲，那就是告诉我们神是如何在我们身上做成他自己救赎的工作。
On the other hand, it also tells us how God accomplished His own salvation through us.
所以我们就
or on us.
然后所以就是也是就是说我们从摩西的事情，这个他整个这个历史的事情，我们可以看得懂这个神救赎我们的方法。
So from Moses' story we can understand the way that God saves us.
在希伯来书三章一到六节，如果你们自己去看的话，
If you read your own Bible, Hebrews chapters 3:1-6,
这个希伯来书的作者把摩西跟耶稣基督放在一起比较。
The author compared Moses with Jesus.
圣经里面你没有看过其他人跟耶稣比，只有摩西。
That's very unusual in the Bible. This is the only place that it mentioned, actually compares somebody, which is Moses, with Jesus Christ.
这个很有意思，因为我们知道这个旧约里面的故事事迹常常是新约事情的一个影子。
That's very interesting because we all know that stories recorded in the Old Testament are always the shadows of the New Testament.
那么出埃及记如果你记得的话，我想我们大家通常在教会里有一段时间这个摩西的故事都蛮熟悉的。
If you remember from the book of Exodus, I guess everybody who have been in a church for a while, you're very familiar with the story of Moses.
我们看见在开始的时候摩西跟耶稣就已经有一个相同点了。
We can see that in the beginning of Exodus's recording that even Moses and even in the beginning had a similarity with Jesus.
主耶稣降生的时候呢，就是希律王。
When Jesus was born, King Herod,
他听见东方博士有心引导他们来拜那个生下来做犹太人王的孩子。
And heard that the Eastern Magi, the Magi from the East, were led by the stars to come worship the newborn king of Israel, Hebrew, yeah, Jews, king of the Jews.
他这个希律王，他心里面就要决定，一定要寻到这个，而且要把这个小孩除灭了。
So King Herod decided in his own heart that he had to find that little baby and kill him.
最后这些博士听着神的话没有去告诉他的时候呢，他就把伯利恒城和附近所有两岁以下的男孩都杀掉了。
The Magi didn't follow his command and didn't go report to him where the baby king was, and so King Herod decided he made orders and issued decrees to kill all the boys below age 2.
看。那么约瑟当然就是因着神的指示了，他连夜他就带着耶稣和玛利亚就去了埃及。
Of course, Joseph, by God's guidance, left Bethlehem the same night and by God's direction, yeah.
所以他耶稣没有被一生下来没有被杀掉。
So Jesus wasn't killed after his birth.
但是我们看摩西出生的时候呢
？So we look at Moses' birth.
那个时候埃及的法老他很怕以色列人将来会比他们呢又强壮是又多。
The Pharaoh of Egypt was worried about that the Hebrews are growing, Israelites are becoming more and stronger than the Egyptians.
这个法老呢就吩咐收生婆杀那个男婴留了个女婴。
So the king Pharaoh commanded the midwives to kill all the infant boys, but they could keep the infant girls.
但是这些收生婆因为是以色列的收生婆嘛，他就敬畏神，他就存留了这些男婴的生命。
But the Hebrew midwives, they fear God, and so they save the lives of these infant baby boys.
所以后来法老呢，他就吩咐众民这些全部的人民啊。如果知道有以色列人所生的男婴，就把他们通通丢在河里。
So the Pharaoh commanded that all the people in the nation to throw the cast the infant boys of the Hebrew people into the Nile River.
那么摩西呢？他这个母亲看见摩西生下来非常俊美，他舍不得杀他。
So Moses' mother delivered the baby and saw he was very fine looking, and she couldn't.couldn't throw him away into the river.
所以他就把他藏了三个月以后就藏不住了。我想大概那个婴儿哭的声音就越来越小。
So she hid him for 3 months until it could no longer be hidden.
就把他放在一个蒲草箱里面，让姐姐米利安在旁边看看这个结果是怎么样，丢在河里了。
So she put the baby into a wicker basket and put into the river and asked him.Moses' sister Miriam to watch over what's going to happen.
那这个圣经上讲这个，把这个摩西放在一个蒲草箱。这个蒲草箱这个字啊，和挪亚的方舟是同一个字。
So that the Hebrew word for that wicker basket is actually the same word as the ark, of the Noah's ark, that ark.
这个圣经里面就是这个同一个字。
It's actually one same Hebrew word.
所以你看见这个很有意思，摩西跟耶稣一样啊，一开始就有仇敌要借着人的手把他们除掉。
So that's very interesting that Moses, just as Jesus, when he was born, in the beginning, the enemy was trying to use human's hand to kill them.
但是我们感谢神啊，他自己保守了神自己的计划，仇敌是没有办法赢过神的。
But we praise the Lord that he himself kept his own plan and the enemy could not overcome.
那么法老的女儿呢，她正好去河边洗澡嘛，她看到那个蒲草箱就看见里面的婴儿了。
So Pharaoh, it just so happened that the Pharaoh's daughter went to bathe in the River Nile and he saw that wicker basket with the infant baby.
她就把她收养为儿子。
So she took him as her own son.
我听有一个人说，他说这个女人啊，看到大概把那个葡萄箱一打开来，摩西一哭，看到 baby 哭，她心就软了，就舍不得了，就把她收养起来。
I heard somebody said, well, if a female, a woman, when as soon as she opened the wicker basket and saw the baby crying, her heart is just melted and then couldn't help but keeping him as her own child.
然后他就把他取名叫摩西，摩西的意思就是说我把他从水里拉出来，是这个意思。
So she named him Moses, meaning I drew him out of the water.
那么而且就正好米利安就在旁边，他就开始讲了。那么摩西就被带回到自己的母亲那里，喂养了可能是三年。
And Miriam happened to be right next to the river, so she kind of advised the the king Pharaoh's daughter to about his mother. So and Moses was taken back to his mother and was nursed for 3 years.
因为当时的规矩大概是三岁才断奶，所以他就大概是在那个他自己母亲那里三年。
So during that time, the culture was probably that a baby is weaned after 3 years.、
嗯、所以这后来呢，他就又被带回宫中，他就在法老的宫里面长大。
So later, he was taken back to the palace and grew up in the King Pharaoh's palace.
照以色列的传统啊，说摩西后来成为当年埃及一个著名的军事的英雄。
According to Hebrew legend, that Moses became a very famous hero, military hero in that time.
他摩西第一个四十年啊。外面过的是一个灿烂无比的生活，对不对
？So the first 40 years of Moses' life, he was living a marvelous life from the outsider's view.
接受了最好的教育。
He received the best education.
学习军事。
And learning military skills.
也学习怎么样治理。
And learn the governments.
因为他在宫中嘛。
Because he was in the palace.
我想这些都是神先的。给他的预备
，I think these are all the preparations that God gave him.
然后《使徒行传》七章二十二节说他说话行事都有才能。
And Acts 7:22 recorded that he was a man of power in both words and deeds.
当然，在宫里面啊，另外一方面，因为他是个王子嘛，也一定让他经过很多的骄傲、名利、权势这种的试炼。
So on the other hand, because he was a prince.And so he was living in the palace. He must have experienced a lot of those pride, the power, and all kinds of testing.
那么摩西可能因为知道他自己是以色列人，所以他人在宫中呢，心里却是关心他自己的同胞的。
So maybe because Moses knew he was a Hebrew, so he even though he was in the palace, but he really.In his heart, cared for his brothers.
因为他自己的地位很高嘛，是王子的地位。他想大概是正好可以去救救他自己以色列的兄弟的。
Because of his own high status as a prince, he thought he could go out and help his brothers.
我在这里推测啊，希望将来看到摩西的时候，他不要说我推测错了。我想他那个时候冥冥中他一定感觉到神的心意了。
So I'm guessing here, but hopefully that when I see God somebody, he wouldn't tell me I was guessing incorrectly. So I'm just thinking somehow Moses must have already known God's will for him.
所以他虽然那个时候没有神很清楚的呼召啊，但是他看见有一个埃及人在欺负一个以色列人，他就为了凭着自己的热心啊，他就把这个埃及人给杀了。
So even though at that time he didn't have a clear calling from God yet, but he, when he once saw his, an Egyptian treated unjustly of one of his fellow Israelites, so he killed him. He defended him and took vengeance for the oppressed by striking him down.
结果呢，第二天呢，他又看到两个以色列人在打架，吵架，他就劝架。
The next day, he saw two fellow Israelite men were quarreling and fighting against each other, so he asked them to stop.
但是呢，被那个正在欺负另外一个以色列人的人拒绝了。
But he was rejected by that person who was mistreating the other brother.
那个人对摩西说，谁立你做我们的首领和审判官啊？
So that person told him, who asked you to be our lead and judge?
他说：“难道你要杀我，像你昨天杀那个埃及人吗
？”Are you going to kill me just as you killed the Egyptian yesterday？
所以《使徒行传》七章二十五节是这么说的。
So it was recorded in Acts 7:25，
说摩西以为弟兄必明白神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。
And he supposed that his brethren understood that God was granting them deliverance through him, but they did not understand.
所以这件事情以后呢？摩西原来是有一团热火啊，要仗义去救他们的自己的人啊，但是被自己人拒绝了。
So Moses originally had this zeal, this heart of fire in him, but he was rejected by his own people.
而且这个杀人的事情，杀埃及人的事情发生，就是给人家知道了。那么法老想除掉他，他就逃到米甸去了。
And of course, because it was known to the others now that he actually killed an Egyptian, so Pharaoh wanted to kill him. So he fled to Midian.
我们可不可以大家一起翻到希伯来书十一章？
So shall we all turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
二十四到二十七节。
Hebrew 11.
二十四到二十七节。
Verses 24 to 27.
我们看见有另外一个讲法。
So there's another kind of recording.
我们能不能够中英文我们一起读好了就可以。
Let's read Chinese and English together to save some time.
Okay.
Let's start. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking into the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, but he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
So you can see,他这里就讲出来摩西心里他另外一方面的事情。
It talks about what's in Moses' heart from the other aspect.
我们刚才前面说他外面的一些动作啊
，We just mentioned about his actions outside.
都隐隐约约的显出他内心的确是有神感动。
Which could reflect that he actually did have God's moving in his heart.
他有点看见那个看不见的主。
He kind of already saw the invisible God.
但是这个时候呢，他自己还不是那么清楚。
But he wasn't clear in his own heart.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为以后神真正呼召他的时候，带以色列人出埃及的时候，他就推却了很多次。
Because when he was truly called by God, to lead the Egypt, Israelites out of Egypt, he actually kept on, saying no.
Yeah. 所以你知道他这个时候不是很清楚啊。
So he wasn't clear at that time, really.
我想跟我们的情况也差不多。我们开始的时候都是属于肉体。
I think it's very similar to the situation of all of us that in the beginning we're all like a flesh.
对灵里面的感觉总是迷迷糊糊，不是很清楚的。
So the feelings in the spirit is kind of vague, not very clear.
那么。可是我们慢慢知道啊，出于神的工作，他是绝不允许人属热血气的热心的。
But we know, gradually we would know that the work out of by God would definitely not, be done through human's flesh.
所以你看见神一定是要对付我们出于肉体的热心在先。
So God will definitely first deal with our flesh.
所以在隐隐约约里面啊，摩西虽然感觉到神的意思，但是所有真正侍奉的工作一定要经过死而复活的这个过程。
So subconsciously, even though Moses understood God's work for him, but he will have to deal with this healing of flesh by God.
要经过死而复活的这个过程。
He will have to go through this die and resurrection that process.
从一方面讲，这样子。在这个过程里面能够逐渐的证明这个感觉真的是出于神。
Then through that process, it will be proven that his feelings were truly from God.
而且另外一方面来讲
On the other hand,
这个当事人以后就再也不敢靠自己的想法来服侍神。
The person will no longer dare to use his own mind and method to help, to serve God.
我们晓得开始的时候摩西因为他在宫中嘛他有点想做领袖来帮他的这些同伴这些家族对不对
So we know that because Moses initially was in the palace and as a leader he wanted to help his fellow Israelites by his own way
所以你想他是天然想做领袖的摩西在神的手里面有没有用没有用
So he was the Moses who naturally wanted to be a leader is that useful to God in God's hand it's useless
他必须是在他自己不想做领袖的时候才能被神用来做领袖。
It'll have to be when he himself doesn't really want to be a leader. Then he could be used by God as a leader.
一定要死对想做领袖的心要死掉神才会用他。
So he has to die to his heart of wanting to be a leader before God will resurrect him from that death.
所以这个时候这个摩西就开始了第二个四十年的学习。
So that's when Moses started his next 40 years of learning.
他到米甸的时候，因为他帮助了一个米甸祭司女儿的一个羊群。
So when he arrived in Midian, because he helped water the flocks of the daughters of the priest, Midian priest.
Yeah. 而且他也很甘心跟这个米甸祭司，这个祭司名字叫做刘尔同住。
And he was willing to dwell with the priest of Midian named Reuel.
所以他就娶了这个希波拉，就是这个祭司的女儿做妻子。
So he married the daughter of the priest called Zipporah.
他生了两个儿子。
And bore had two sons.
他长子就起名叫格顺。
The elder son was named Gershom.
意思是说我在外邦做了寄居的。
Meaning I have been a sojourner in a foreign land.
另外一个儿子老二就起名叫做以利谢。
The second son's name was Eliezer.
他这个意思呢是我父亲的神帮助了我，救我脱离法老的刀。
That means the God of my father helped me to flee from the knife of Pharaoh.
那么，但是你看见，所以他的心态就是这个样子了，基本上啊。
So you can see that's his like basic situation.
就是逃在外地哈。
He was kind of an exile.
那么我们记得以前我们思想雅各的时候，雅各那个时候放羊20年的时候，他已经有一大批自己的牲畜了。
If you recall when we talked about Jacob, after he like tended his father-in-law's flocks for 20 years, he himself had a big possession of a large flock.
但是我们看摩西，他40年了，他还在放他岳父的羊。
But here Moses, after 40 years, he was still tending his father-in-law's sheep.
因为你看他最后他回到埃及的时候，他一只羊都没有，他一个牲畜都没有。
Because as you can see that later when he went back to Egypt, he had not a single sheep with him.
那我想可能是这个第一个40年。他已经看透世界上的名利权贵，因为他在最灿烂的一个环境里面长大。
So I guess he had already been so disillusioned by all the glory of the world and all the privileges and power of this world, because at that time he was the prince.
这个四十年生活呢，却归于平淡。
Now the next 40 years turn him back into this plain, simple life.
而且你看见主在那个80岁左右是清楚呼召他的时候，他左推右推，大概我算的如果没错的话，他起码推了5次。
So when God clearly called him around age 80, Moses really pushed it away and trying to say no for many, many times. If I count it correctly, it was probably 5 times.
表示什么呢？表示他现在已经胸无大志了。
That tells us that he really didn't have any ambitions anymore in his heart.
他一点都不想做什么救人的英雄，做什么大事。
He didn't want to be a hero anymore.
他只愿意过一个很平静淡泊的日子，了此一生。
Yeah, he didn't want to accomplish anything grandiose. He just wanted to live a simple and plain life and finish his life.
我们现在没有时间去读全部的90篇，你回家可以去读。
So currently we don't have time to read Psalm 90 to its entirety here.
但是这一篇诗篇呢，可能透露了他在60-70岁时候他的那个心里面的想法。
But this psalm probably has shown, is showing his mentality at the age around 60s and 70s. You can read the entire psalm at home when you go back.
你看见他这第二个四十年，他似乎感觉他自己常常在神的震怒之下。
The second 40 years of his life, he kind of felt he was constantly under God's wrath.
他度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
And all the days of one's life is like just but a groan.
而且他预计他一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可以到80岁。
And he also say and predicted that the lifespan, one's lifespan is but 70 years, and if one is stronger, it could be 80.
但是其中所惊夸的呢，不过是劳苦愁烦。
But all that one can boast about is just toil and pain.
没有什么可以叫他真正喜乐。
There's nothing that can make him truly joyful.
可是你再看下去，看到13节。
But then if you read verse 13,
你可以看见他早年啊， 的确是尝过一些神同在的滋味。
Then in the early years of his life, he certainly had experienced God's presence with him.
不然的话，他不会在这个十三节说求主转回啊 ，do return 回来啊。
Otherwise, he would not have said in Psalm 90:13 that he asked God to do return.
显然就是他有过神给他的一些启示。
So that suggests that he definitely had some revelation from God.
而且他感觉啊，神是好像在他让他受苦。
And he felt he was afflicted by God.
但是他同时呢，心里也有一点希望存在。
At the same time, he still had hope in his heart.
他希望这个神最后要显出神在他身上的工作呢，都是因为对他的大爱。
He would like to show that in the end, whatever God did on him would be because of God's great love.
也一定会让他呢充满了神自己的荣美
，and it will definitely fill him with God's own glory.
因为每一件他做的事呢，都一定有意义的
，because he was sure that everything that he did was meaningful.
那所以你可以看见他有两种的那个感觉，在他同时在他心里。
So you could see there are two parallel feelings within his heart.
所以你看见神到了他八十快八十岁，大概八十岁左右了，就终于很清楚地呼召他。
So when he reached about 80 years of age, God finally clearly called him.
你看这个时候摩西说什么八十是大概若是强壮可活到八十，所以他大概到了快人生尽头的时候，哎，神才这才召他。
Yeah, so he said, well, because Moses himself said in Psalm 90 that if one is strong, then he might work till 80. So that means he felt like it was already almost the end of his life, but then God called him.
所以你看见神在这最后的四十年，就让他的里面这个信啊，这个好像不是很那么确实那个信，但是变成实际了。四十年，信变实。
So you can see the last 40 years of his life, God turned his faith and turned the faith in Moses' heart into a reality.
我们刚才讲摩西自己感觉他第二个四十年是在神的震怒之下。
So we just mentioned that Moses felt he himself felt that his second 40 years.Was under God's wrath.
这是怎么回事呢
？Why was that?
因为这个是人接受父亲管教儿子的一个阶段。
Because that was the period of time when we receive, like the period of a father disciplines his son.
因为这个希伯来书十二章五到十三节说，主所爱的，他必管教。
For Hebrews 12:5-13 mentioned that for those the Lord loves, He disciplines.
我们可以大家一起来翻到《申命记》八章。
We can turn our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 8,
2-5,
verses 2-5.
我们大家可以中文、英文一起念。
Let's turn to those verses. Deuteronomy chapter 8:2-5. We'll read Chinese and English together.
《申命记》八章二到五节
，Deuteronomy chapter 8:2-5。
这个是摩西在他快要死之前，他告诉以色列人的一些话。
Those are the words that before Moses passed away, before Moses died, he told the Israelites.
而且我先讲一下，神说这四十年是要苦练你。摩西说神是要苦练你。这个中文翻苦练啊，但是那个 NASB 啊、Darby 这些比较正确的都是。就是说 humble you 就是要让你会谦卑能够谦卑下来、
yeah so in even though the Chinese translation here is that these 40 years God was let you suffer and testing you in suffer in pain so those other translations including Darby's translation is just saying to humble you、
所以我们一起从八章的二节读到五节，这是最后摩西告诉他们的话。我们也要知道，其实这是神今天在我们身上工作，也是这个原因。
So let's read together chapter eight, verses 2-5. So these are the final words of Moses, but that's also let us understand that's also God's work on us these days.
Yeah. Okay. 请我们一起开始。
Let's start.
You
shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, and he might make you understand a man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God will discipline you just as a man disciplines his son.
So this 40 years, he feels in his heart that he's in the anger of God. Actually, what is it? God is disciplining him.
So these 40 years, even though he felt that he was under the constant wrath of God, in reality, God was disciplining him.
So
that's why later he told the Israelites that he led. For he himself went through this period of discipline.
他知道神 让他自己的信心从创始长到成终的做法。
He knew the way God trained him from his faith from the beginning to the end.
所以他在这里鼓励以色列人。
So he was encouraging the Israelites.
啊，所以我想这些话也应该鼓励我们，因为我们现在也是在旷野。
So I hope these words will also encourage us, for we are also in the wilderness.
基本上啊，大多数的人还在旷野。
I think in general, most of us are still in the wilderness.
很少的人，我想是在应许的地啊。
I think very few of us have already reached in the promised land.
但是，所以神也用他，因为他自己先有在神面前的学习，然后他就可以帮助这些人来经过他们的管教的时候。
See, God also used Moses because he himself had already learned through these harsh situations before God, so he was able to help the Israelites to learn.
所以我们下面看出埃及记六章六节。
Now let's read Exodus 6:6.
但是我们来念 PowerPoint.
But let's read from the PowerPoint.
我们这里神很清楚地讲到他自己救赎的工作。
God clearly tells us about his own work of salvation.
那个中文的圣经的和合本，他少翻译了一些很重要的话。
The Chinese translation actually missed some very important words.
所以我们一起来读这个PowerPoint 的字。
So let's read the PowerPoint together.
我们中英文分开来念吧，因为这个很重要。
Let's read separately English and Chinese, for these verses are very important.
我们中文先念。
Chinese first.
所以你要对以色列人说，他是说用伸出来的膀臂和大能的刑罚来救赎你。
So let's read in English now. Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage. I will also redeem you with an ever outstretched arm and with great judgments.So you notice, pay attention to the verses that I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment.
这个就是神在他身上第二个四十年所做的工作。
So that was the work of God on Moses and during the second 40 years of his life.
这个救赎的过程呢，这是一个救赎的过程。
That's the process of salvation.
他一面是经历这个惨难的痛苦。
That process, first of all, was going through the birth pain.
因为你看他觉得他在神的身上很多事情啊，在不很好。
Because he felt he was really not going through a smooth life because he was under God's wrath.
这个惨难是神对我们身外的旧造和我们自己本身旧造的审判跟刑罚。
So this kind of birth pains really are the judgment of God.Towards our old selves and our old creation.
但是在同时啊，另外一方面我们就被释放了。
But on the other hand, we are liberated, freed by it.
进入新造新生命的自由里去。
So we can enter into the freedom of the new creation, the new life.
所以你看，神在我们身上的救赎从古到今都是一样，只有这样子的做法啊，两方面的。 才得以完全成功神在我们身上的救赎。
So you can see the work of God ever from the beginning of the age to now, it's all the same that this kind of, this could only be done by salvation.
那么这个第三个四十年呢，对摩西来讲要开始了。
So to Moses, now the third 40 years was about to begin.
他有一天呢，领着羊群到了何烈山。
So one day he led the flock to the Mount Horeb.
这个何烈这个意思是 desolation, 就是说一个孤单可怜的很不好的方面。
The Horeb in Hebrew means a desolate region, desolation.
后来也叫它做西乃山。
And later it was named also as Mount Sinai.
那么这个时候他有一天在那里放羊的时候呢，这个道成肉身前的神子，因为他英文是 The Angel of the Lord, 通常就是指道成肉身之前的神子耶稣神子。
So when he was attending the flock, so the angel of the Lord appeared. And so the word the angel of the Lord was really referring to the Christ Jesus before his incarnation.
他就在荆棘里的火焰里面很清楚第一次向摩西显现而且对他讲话。
So he showed to Moses for the first time from the burning bushes for the very first time.
圣经里的那个名字哦都有意思，他在何烈山就是表示着很凄凉很孤单的这个光景里面，一下子看见神的显现。
So the names in the Bible are full of meanings. So it's like Moses was on the Mount Horeb, meaning he was in this spiritual stage and situation of being completely desolate, very miserable. But then all of a sudden he saw the appearance of God.
所以你知道我们不要怕啊，常常有的时候我们环境好像很不好的时候，你就到神面前，你等着吧，神要向你显现。
So do not fear, you know, as we go through difficult times in life, and don't worry, and just go to the Lord and wait there. Maybe God will appear to you.
那个第一次他那么清楚看见，因为他怕看神，因为他就把自己的脸就蒙起来了。
So he saw God the first time, it was so clearly, so he was afraid of God, and so he covered his own face.
那么这个时候神就从荆棘里面就吩咐摩西把他的鞋子脱掉。
So God commanded Moses through the burning bushes to remove his sandals.
因为他已经开始进入这个神圣地的范围了。
Because he was standing on holy ground.
因为古时候的时候那个奴隶是不穿鞋子。
We know in the old days, slaves didn't wear shoes.
我们在神面前是个奴隶的身份地位。
We, in front of God, we are servants, we are slaves.
我们服侍神完全要照神的吩咐去做。
When we serve God, we should do 100% according to God's way.
但是很可惜，我们在这个明白这个道理之前，我们都是按照我们自己以为对自己觉得很好，我们就去做，对不对？
Unfortunately, before we truly understand the meaning of this, oftentimes we serve God by our own ways.
所以神要管教我们，让我们有一天我们明白了，出于自己的好坏都不是真的，要看神说是好，还是不好。
That's why God disciplines us, so that we could understand one day that whether we regard something good or bad, it doesn't mean anything. It only matters whether God considers good or bad.
可是你看现在摩西啊，他因为经过了第二个四十年，已经被那个好像觉得自己什么事都不想做了哈，差不多了。
Now you see Moses after the second 40 years of his life, he really didn't want to do anything anymore. He felt like his life is done.
所以他听见神要去他去见法老，还带领以色列人出埃及哦，他就推了五次。
So now he heard God called him to go to Egypt and lead the Israelites out of Egypt and to face Pharaoh. He really didn't want to do it. He pushed it like 5 times.
因为他现在彻底明白了，自己一点都没有能力来帮助他的兄弟们。
Because he fully realized that he himself had no ability to help his brothers.
他以前都没有办法，他现在80岁更没有办法。
He felt like, oh, when I was young and strong, I couldn't even help them today. Now I'm 80 years old, of course I couldn't help them.
所以他这个时候想法就跟他第一阶段的想法完全相反。
So his thinking it was entirely different from the first 40 years of his life.
那么我们的神啊，真的是爱我们，他就很耐心地告诉他， 他说我不靠，我不要你靠自己的能力做事，这个事情是出于 I am who I am。
But God really loved him and he kept telling him, I'm not asking you to do it by your own might, it is going to be by me, I am。
神的计划神自己去做。
God's plan will be done by God himself.
那摩西呢是个什么角色呢？他只是个执行神旨意的一个奴仆。
So what's the role of Moses? He was only a slave who conducts God's business.
一来神是因为亲见以色列人，后来他们做苦工啊，就这个发出了叹息啊，哀求啊。
So on the one hand that God heard the Israelites of their pain and their toil, their groans
and sighs.
On the other hand, Moses had been trained and disciplined by God into a usable slave and servant now.
所以我们觉得我们还可以服侍神很有用的时候，神大概不会真的用。
So if we consider ourselves still good enough and useful to God, then probably God wouldn't use you.
等到哪一天你觉得你差不多了，不行了，哎，说不定神的呼召就来了。
Well, one day when you feel like, oh, I can't do anything anymore, I'm done, and then maybe God's calling will be upon you.
但是神因为有这两个条件摆在他前面，所以神觉得当年跟以色列他祖宗所立的约，就是要把他们带入美地这个应许的时间呢，终于来临。
But because God had this agreement with him, so
ancestors,
yeah, with his with Moses' ancestors, that he had the covenant with them that he would take them, bring them into the promised land.
所以神就也很有耐心，就用两个神迹说服了这个摩西。
So the timing finally came. So God used two miracles to convince Moses.
第一件神迹就是叫那个摩西把牧羊的杖丢在地上，哦，又变成一条蛇。
First, Moses asked God asked Moses to throw his staff onto the ground, and oops, it turned into a snake.
但是照着神的吩咐，摩西抓了他的尾巴，没有人抓蛇是抓尾巴的，但是照了神的吩咐抓着他尾巴呢，哎，又变回杖。
And as God told him, he grabbed the tail of the snake. So nobody would actually catch a snake by grabbing the tail, but he did it according to what God told him to do, and that snake turned back into the staff.
然后他的手放到怀里抽出来，就又长大马蜂了。
And the second miracle was that he his hand put into his under the arm, and then when he took it out, it became leprous.
但是呢，照着神的吩咐，再一次放回放进去，再一次抽出来，就完全复原了。
Then, according to God's commandment, he put the arm, he put the hand back under his arm, and the next time when he pulled his hand out, it's completely healed.
摩西前面推却神的呼召的时候，一直说：“哎，我是不会讲话的人，哎，没办法，没办法。”
So previous, when Moses was trying to deny God's calling multiple times, he kept saying, "Oh, I cannot talk. I cannot really do this."
所以就给摩西看见，原来不是自己行不行，会不会讲话。
So this allows Moses to see that it's really not based on whether you are able to talk or not.
他只要什么照着神的吩咐去做，哎，就行了。
As long as you follow God's commandment, it will be done.
而且我想还有另外一个角度可以看这件事情。
There's another angle we can look at this.
因为杖是摩西这个一个他一个牧羊人嘛，天天一定要必须的一个生活的工具。
Because Moses was a shepherd, so the staff is something that he needed every day.
这个杖是天天握在手里面。
And he held this staff in his hand every day.
所以你会看见我们心里面的感觉迟早就会在我们的手里做出来。
So that shows us that our feelings in our heart will sooner or later turn into actions by our hands.
所以我们一定要有一个洁净的心，我们才会有一个洁净的生命。
So we have to have a clean heart in order to have a clean life.
然后外面才会有一个洁净的生活。
Then we will lead a outwardly clean life, living.
那我们在生活里面的学习呢？而这个在生活里面的学习，其实是侍奉工作的一个根本的基础。
And the lessons that we learn from our daily lives is actually a foundation of our service in the Lord.
就是好比说神在头一个四十年让他学习这个所有的军事啊治理啊这些所有的教育最好的就是在其实就是在准备他。
So, for example, the first 40 years of Moses' life, God let him learn receiving the best education, the military training, and all those other government skills, etc. Those are all the trainings God was giving him.
所以你的看见就是这一切从心到生命到生活通通都是照着神的吩咐而做。
So as you can see, all this from the heart to the life to the living,All are according to God's commandment.
但是，摩西在这里推了太多次。他最后一次推的时候，和波威说话说，神就把亚伦给了他，说你叫亚伦替你说话。
But Moses kept on denying, and then didn't want to do it. And then God finally gave Aaron, his brother, to him to be his mouth.
但是你看见在圣经上写，那里神就发了怒气。
But as you can see, recorded on the, in the Bible, that actually God was angry at that time.
因为后来那个造金牛犊的是谁啊？就是亚伦。
Because who you remember later, who built the golden calf, that was exactly Aaron.
所以神叫我们做什么事都不要推啊。
So if God calls you to do something, don't deny it.
你推到最后给自己找麻烦。
Then you'd find trouble for yourself.
然后神还给他一些其他的印证。
See, of course, God also gave him other confirmation.
不但他的岳父就是那个米甸的祭司啊，让他回埃及。
Not only that his father-in-law allowed him to go back to Egypt, but the Midian priest.
而且神也告诉他，那个时候不是法老要杀他吗？然后告诉他，寻索他生命的那个法老已经死掉了。
So God also told Moses that Pharaoh, the king who wanted his life, wanted to kill him initially, had already died.
然后神也告诉他一些他该讲什么话，还有要发生什么事情，也都先告诉他一些。
God also told him what kind of words he should speak and what kind of things might happen. God already gave him some sense of what's going to happen.
Yeah. 所以当我们在神面前走的时候，你就发现真正出于神的啊，如果没有一些神很清楚的那个 living word 活的话语的时候。
So as we live before God, you will understand that without God's living word,
有的时候就还是有一些印证的啊。
There would be a confirmation.
那我们的心里才能够平安，平安也是一个印证啊。
So then, like the peace in our heart is also one of the type of confirmation.
然后有的这些有神跟他讲的话，还有其他人给他的印证，他就去了，就回了埃及。
So with God's word and the confirmation that Moses got from other peoples, he went ahead to Egypt.
但是摩西跟亚伦跟法老讲要走的时候呢，这个法老呢不肯放这个以色列人离开，因为他是当时的奴工嘛，给他们做事的，他不让他们走。
But when Moses and Aaron talked to Pharaoh of Egypt, and the Pharaoh wouldn't let them know because all those Hebrews were slave workers.
他们跟那个法老讲的时候，神要我们去旷野去侍奉神，去向神守节。
They told King Pharaoh that they wanted to, God asked us to go to the wilderness to serve and worship God,
and keep the feast,
and keep the feast, the festivals.
Yeah. 那结果呢？他因为不肯嘛，神就借着这件事情就带下来十个灾。
But because Pharaoh didn't want to let them go, God, brought 10 plagues.
到最后呢，埃及上下都赶快催这些以色列人，你们快走，不然我们全部都要死掉了。
So in the end, the whole land of Egypt kind of urged them to leave because otherwise we'd all die.
这十个灾啊，好像是每三个灾算一个段落。
So these 10 plagues, it seems like every 3 plagues is one period.
所以你看见有三个段落再加上最后一灾，那么就结束了。
So there are actually the 3 phases and plus the final plague and let's end it.
因为你看它每一段的就是第一灾就是第一、第四、第七这三个灾啊，都是在清早由摩西向法老宣告。
So that each phase, the first the first plague in each phase, like the first one, the fourth one, and the seventh one, was all announced by Moses in the morning to Pharaoh.
而这每一段的第三个灾，就是的第三、第六跟第九灾，摩西还没有跟法老说话，那个灾就已经开始了。
And the third plague of each phase, just that's the third and the sixth and the ninth plagues, Moses did not even speak to Pharaoh before the plague started.
很有意思啊。
So that's interesting.
我现在不敢讲说一定是这样，但是 somehow 是这个三个加一个是四个事情过去了。但是不管怎么样，头两个灾呢，埃及的术士们靠邪术一样行得出来。
So for the first two plagues, the Egyptian magicians could also perform that miracle.
但是从第三个灾开始呢，术士们的邪术就做不出来了。
But from the third plague onward, the Egyptian magician could no longer play the trick.
那么还有前三灾发生在埃及人中间的，似乎也照样发生在以色列人中间。
And also, the first three plagues happened among the Egyptians, and it appeared like it also happened among the Israelites.
Yeah, 因为圣经上没有特别提。
But it was because it wasn't specifically mentioned.
但是从第四灾开始，一直到第九灾，以色列人就跟埃及人不同了。
But from the fourth plague onward, all the way to the ninth plague, the Israelites are different from the Egyptians.
因为神说他要分别他的百姓，跟埃及的百姓要分别出来。
Because God said He would separate His people from the Egyptian people.
而且不但是百姓哦，连他们的牲畜哦，就是他们财产都分别。
And not only the people, but also the flocks and the animals and the possessions are all separated.
而第十个灾呢，只要没有血在房屋的门楣和左右门框上做记号的，那个长子跟头生的牲畜全部被杀尽。
And for the tenth plague.As long as there is no blood on the doorpost and the door frame, then the eldest son, the firstborn of the family, would be completely killed, and including the firstborn of the animals.
然后从第二灾起，就包括第二、第四、第七、第八、第九这五个灾啊。
So from the second plagues onward, including the fourth, the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth,
你看见法老就跟摩西就讨价还价，一直在讲。
You could see Pharaoh really try to negotiate with Moses.
可是第十灾
，But on the third plague,
终于就催逼以色列人，你们赶快走吧。
He finally actually urged the Israelites to say, "You leave, go quickly."
而且神叫摩西叫这个以色列人，叫摩西跟以色列人讲。你们要走的时候，向埃及人要金器、银器、衣裳啊，要很多东西。
And God also told Moses to tell the Israelites to ask for things from the gold and silver and clothing articles from the Egyptians.
哎，这个时候他们，摩西跟他们讲，他们就向这些埃及人要，他们要什么，他们就给什么。
So as Moses told the Israelites, and they did ask the Egyptians for these things, and whatever they asked, they got them.
因为那个时候已经吓昏了，这十灾以后，他们埃及人都个个都吓死了。
Because the Egyptians lost their heart, they were so fearful of God.
所以神就帮助以色列人得了许多的埃及人的财物。
So God helped the Israelites to plunder the Egyptians.
这个我自己想的，我这不是圣经上讲的。我说大概是神给他们多年以来欠他们的工资啊。
I think that's probably what the wages that were owed to the Israelites from all these years.
那么
what I think
前面五灾每灾过去以后，那个法老心还刚硬。你看圣经上就这么说的。
So for the first five plagues, if you see recorded on the Bible, that Pharaoh's heart was still very hardened.
不肯听摩西的话。
He wouldn't listen to what Moses said.
但是你看见啊，因为他一直固执己见嘛，所以从第六灾开始啊，圣经上就写了，神开始刚硬了法老的心，一直到第十灾，神就刚硬他的心。
So as you can see, because Pharaoh was so stubborn, so from the sixth plague onward, God started to harden Pharaoh's heart, all the way till the tenth plague.
Yeah.是要借着这个法老的固执来显明神的大能的。
And was trying to demonstrate God's great power through the stubbornness of the Pharaoh.
让神的 做的歧视就增多了，是吧？本来只有五个，现在越来越多了。
So that God's wonder could increase.
使神的名字传遍天下。
And to proclaim His name through all the earth.
也叫人家知道全地都是属于耶和华的。
And so may the entire earth know that it is the Lord's.
甚至连他们的儿孙代都知道，因为就听了以后就听父亲母亲讲的事情。
That even the next generations of the sons and grandchildren will understand.
所以我想这对我们是一个功课啊，我们不要很固执啊，在神面前不能固执。
So this is an important lesson for us that we shouldn't be stubborn before God.
免得最后不但我们的功课没有学到，还变成别人的见解。
Otherwise, not only we have not learned our own lesson, but also we become other people's kind of warning sign.
那么以色列人在第十灾，就是神杀了埃及的长子跟头生牲畜以后的第二天。
So on the second day after the Israelites, after the second, tenth plague, God killed the firstborn of all the Egyptians and people and animal.
那当天是神定的逾越节，从那次开始的。
So that day when God killed the firstborns of the Egyptians, that is the Passover, the first Passover that God set.
然后第二天他们就离开了。第二天是什么？除酵节。
So the second day they left Egypt, and that day is the day of the unleavened bread, the feast of the unleavened.
所以
unleavened bread.
But anyway, 终于在法老的催促里面，带着这个埃及人很多财物，他们就离开了住了430年的埃及。
So they finally left Egypt upon the urging of the Egyptians and the Pharaoh. They left the land where they had lived for 430 years.
你看见在出埃及记12:41，神叫这些人啊是耶和华的军队。
So you see recorded in Exodus 12:41 that God called these Israelites the Lord's host.
是因为他们这个时候开始就进入一个属灵的征战了。
Because from that point on, they started into the stage of spiritual battle.
所以他算是神的军队，因为他打仗了。
That's why they are now called the host of the Jehovah, because they started to fight. They're entering the battle stage.
我想啊，我自己在想，我相信我们很多的人，我们得救以后，绝大多数的人都不知道我们进入了一个属灵的征战。
So I think most of us, after we're saved, we are not even aware that we have entered into the spiritual warfare battlefield.
因为这是一个灵界的，从灵界看的时候，我们就开始进入了一个属灵的征战。
Because that's from the spiritual perspective, we have entered into the spiritual warfare.
那么神为什么叫摩西呢？或者说神为什么先去训练摩西呢？就是因为这些征战、这些管教、这些训练，摩西自己已经经过了。
So why would God call Moses first? Because Moses had already been disciplined. These disciplines, these battles, and Moses had already received those from God.
所以他可以帮助这些以色列人往前走。
So he was able to help those Israelites to go forward.
那么神在圣经上说摩西是先知。
So in the Bible, God called Moses a prophet.
摩西自己也知道他是先知。
And Moses knows himself that he's a prophet.
他不但预先知道以后会发生的事情，神会告诉他。
He not only knew what was going to happen later, God would tell him.
也说了许多就是新约上说先知的方式，就是讲了许多造就、安慰、劝勉人的话。
He also did a lot of the functions that's mentioned in the New Testament as a prophet, that is the words that encourages, edifies, and build up the people.
然后在离开埃及以后呢，这一路上啊，这以色列人多次发生很多争闹的事情，你又看见摩西是个祭司。
So as you can see, after the Israelites left Egypt and the whole path in the wilderness, the Israelites actually started a lot of quarreling, a lot of complaining, and during that period of time, Moses also served as a priest.
他祭司站在神跟人中间，甚至记载他有五次匍匐在神的面前。
He stood between God and man and as a priest, and it was recorded that it was at least 5 times he was standing before God and man.
而且在出埃及记，摩西跟亚伦打发去见法老的时候，摩西告诉，神告诉摩西，你代表我。
And in Exodus 7:1, when Moses and Aaron were sent to see Pharaoh, right before that, God told Moses that you are doing it as me, represent me.
他必须代表神作王，说一切神吩咐他说的话，做一切神吩咐他做的事。
He had to be king on God's behalf, do everything that God wanted him to do, and say everything that God asked him to say.
那么，所以你看，他齐聚一身啊，先知、祭司、君王，都是他的 function.
So he had these three functions on him: the prophet, the priest, and the king.
那么，我们看看他后来四十年的生活。
So now let's take a look at the last 40 years of his life and learning.
那么以色列人一离开埃及呢，法老臣仆就变心了。
So as soon as the Israelites left Egypt, the Pharaoh and his officials changed their mind.
他们就出动一切的马匹、车辆、军兵就追他们了。
So they sent all their chariots out to chase after the Israelites.
你看这些以色列人，一面是向神哀求。
So you can see the Israelites, on the one hand, they were calling out to God.
一方面他就向摩西抱怨。
On the other hand, they were complaining to Moses.
他说我们被埃及奴役啊，比死在旷野好。
They said, isn't it better for us to die in Egypt rather isn't it better that we actually be enslaved in Egypt rather than die in the wilderness?
意思就是说我们情愿在过世界上的日子啊，不要死在旷野。
So that means we'd rather be living in this world rather than die in the wilderness.
摩西这个时候呢，就是又是先知又是祭司，他一方面安慰他们，而且预言神的救恩。
So at that time, Moses was serving as both the prophet and the priest. So he was trying to comfort his people, the people, and also trying to prophesy about God's salvation.
Yeah, 而且告诉他们，神必为你们征战。
And he told them, reassured them that the Lord will fight for you.
然后祭司呢，他就向神哀求了。
And as a priest, he called out to God.
站在这个破口上。
And he stood in the breach before him.
然后摩西就是。Practice 做君王啦
，and then Moses also practiced being a king.
他就神叫他向海伸手一杖，他就向海伸手一杖。
God asked him to raise the staff toward the sea, and he did so.
所以以色列人就走干地到对岸了。
So that the Israelites could walk on dry ground through the Red Sea.
然后神再叫他向那个海伸手一杖，这个水就回流了，把那个追兵通通都淹没了。
And God asked him to raise the staff again toward the sea, and the water all came back together and swallowed all the Egyptian soldiers and the chariots.
所以你看，其实我们在我们的生命里面也是学习这三个。我不晓得你们有没有试过这三个 function。
So we're also learning these three functions through our lives. I don't know if you have tried to practice these three functions.
我们跟着主生长的时候，慢慢慢慢，你这些都是要跟着主学。
As we grow with God in Him, these are the lessons that we need to learn.
那么传统说呢，他们这个法老全军淹没的那一天是除酵节的第七天。
By legend, it says the day when the Pharaoh's armies and soldiers were drowned in the Red Sea, that was the seventh day of the unleavened bread feast.
因为那个他有七逾越节第一天，然后下面七天就除酵节。
Because after the day of Passover, it's followed by 7 days of the unleavened bread.
然后你看圣经上记啊，直到西乃山颁布十诫之前，圣经上就记以色列人在路上就有三次的抱怨了。
So then you will notice it's recorded in the Bible that after before the Ten Commandments was issued on the Mount Sinai, Israelites complained 3 times on the road.
不是因为水苦，就是没有肉吃，没有水喝。
Either that the water was bitter, or they didn't have meat to eat, or they didn't have water to drink.
所以摩西就尽上什么先知、祭司、君王的职分啊。
So again, Moses performed the function of the prophet, the priest, and the king.
那你就看见神一面解决他们的问题，就是神就开始赐下连续40年的玛拿。
So you can see, God actually solve their problems and sending manna to them for 40 years.
一面也表示了神给他们经过困难的理由原因。
And God also expressed the reason that he asked them to go through these hardships.
因为是要定律例，也试验百姓，看他们遵不遵守神的律例。
Because he wanted to set his commands and decrees so that to test the people whether they will be willing to obey God's commandments.
你如果要看的话，出埃及记十五章二十五节跟十六章四节都有记载了。
If you want to check out those verses, it's in Exodus 15:25 and 16:4. Exodus 16:4.
所以你知道，当我们遇见困难的时候怎么样？你要记得哦，是神在试验我们啊，可能。
So you need to remember if we're encountering difficulties and trials in life, you need to remember that it probably is God's testing for you.
不要说哎呦，这个神不灵，不信他。
So don't turn away from God, say, oh, the God is not doing things that I want.
但是自从在西乃山神界这个摩西小谕以色列人一些事情以后呢，就出埃及记十九章四到六节。
And so ever since on my Mount Sinai, that God led Moses to notify the Israelites his words, yeah. That was recorded in Exodus 19:4-6.
神以后的反应是不一样的。
And God's reactions are different.
我们读一下出埃及记十九章。
So let's read Exodus 19.
四到六。
Verses 4-6.
出埃及记十九章四到六。
Exodus 19:4-6.
我们中英一起读吧。
Let's read together in both Chinese and English.
我
向埃及人所行的事。You yourself have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine.And you shall be me, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
所以你看见啊，自从神说了这句话以后，颁布了十诫以后。
So ever since God gave the Ten Commandments,
百姓一共有记载的有六次发怨言、恶语或者是贪欲。
Actually, it was recorded that there were six times when people complained or they were showing greed or they sinned.
Sin, 犯罪有两次的记载。
So they sinned twice.
然后不顺服神设立的领导人有一次。
And they were disobedient toward the leaders set by God. That was also twice.
Once.然后拜自己手所做的神，或者是拜了别神，有两次。
And then worship the idols and the god made by their own hands, or worship other gods. That was twice.
然后祭司的那个里面自己做了神没有吩咐做，他就自己去做一次。
And then the priests who did perform the tasks that God didn't ask them to do. That was once.
虽然这些事情发生以后啊，摩西跟那个前面那个还没有吩咐十诫之前那个反应一样，他站在破口敬他职责，先知祭司，对不对？君王。
So after the issuance of the Ten Commandments, even though what Moses did was exactly the same as what he did before, he was standing at the breach and trying to pray for the Israelites.
但是你看，神自从颁布了十诫以后，神就会发怒了，而且降下各种的惩罚来管教了。
But God's reactions are different. After the issuance of the Ten Commandments, God would get angry and he would give them discipline and punishment. And it's different from before the Ten Commandments.
那最重要的一次，最严重的一次是这个十二个探子，他们看了迦南地回来以后说：“哎呦，我们这个人高城大，我们不感兴趣。”
So the worst time was after these 12. Spies, they checking out the land of Canaan, and they came back and reported to the people that, oh, these people over there are so strong and big, and their walls are so tall, there's no way we could conquer those lands.
那只有约书亚和加勒两个人不这么说，他们要进去。
Only Caleb and Joshua said differently, and they were willing to go and conquer the land as God said.
这个结果呢，神就处罚了。
So as a result, God punished the people.
凡是二十岁以上发怨言的男丁，全部在四十年内就陆陆续续死在旷野。
All those men above 20 years of age who complained completely died and vanished in the,
连一个都不能进美地。
None of them enter the promised land.
我想这个是指的什么说？这是影射，凡是属于老我的，必须死的。
This really reflects to the point that everything that belongs to your old self have to die.
因为最后第一次民数署名的时候，那些人二十岁以上的都记下来是谁。到第二次在进美地之前又点这个人名的署名，那个时候是另外一批人了。那些人都死了，前面那个二十岁以上的男人都死了。
So if you remember the first census among the Israelites, they recorded everybody above 20 years of age. But then the second census occurred right before they entered the promised land, Canaan. Those are all different now because it's a whole different generation. All those previous generations perished in the wilderness.
所以神管教训练我们的目的就是什么？让这个老我死掉，新我出。
So the purpose of God's discipline and training is that we need to let our old self die and let the new life grow and
we can 一起读下面一张 PowerPoint 希伯来书十二章十节
So let's read the PowerPoint slide verses Hebrews 12:10
我们可以中英文一起读
Let's read the Chinese and English together
Okay.
He disciplines us for our good so that we may share His holiness.
是我们在他的圣洁上的圣洁。所以这就是我们为什么有时候碰到问题，神为什么要管教我们，就是这个问题。
That's why God wants to discipline us when we encounter problems.
那摩西临死的前面呢？临死以前在应许地的河对面第二次计算，我们刚才讲第二次算二十岁以上男丁要分地业的时候。
So before Moses died, just as I mentioned, they had a second census among the Israelites and counting men above 20 years of age.
这个马拿西子孙里面有一个叫希罗非哈，他没有儿子。
So that census was for the division of inheritance. So among the offspring of Manasseh, so the Lot had one of the offspring, did not have any sons.
他有五个女儿
He had five daughters.
所以这五个女儿呢就在会幕的前面要求摩西分给他们父亲该有的产业分到他们手里去
So these five daughters came to the tent of the meetings and requesting that they get the inheritance from their father's portion.
那么神就吩咐允许他们得到父亲的产业
So God told Moses and commanding that these daughters are allowed to get the inheritance from their father.
这个我就让我想起那个约伯，他不是前面十个孩子死了吗？后来又生了十个。
So this reminded me of the story of Job. If you remember, initially his ten children, initially his children died. Yeah, then later he got another ten children.
那最后生的这三个女儿也跟兄弟同得产业。
And the last three daughters received inheritance among their brothers.
所以我想我们大家一起念这个 PowerPoint 中英文一起念
So again let's read the next PowerPoint and we'll read Chinese and English together
okay.
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ There is neither Jew nor Greek There is neither slave nor free man There is neither male nor female For you are all one in Christ JesusAnd if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise.
这个英文是NASB 或者达比的都很相像的。
So the English translation is very similar in NISB or Dabi's version.
那这个中文的这个 translation 是逐字翻译中译，逐字中译的这个新的一本厚厚的。
So the Chinese translation is from a different one that's like word by word translation, the Chinese version.
因为我们在神的面前啊，都是神的儿子，也都是基督的心腹。
Because all of us in God are all considered sons of God, and we're all also bride of God.
Christ,
bride of Christ.
虽然在今生啊，我们表面上个人有个人的角色，有男有女，对不对？
So even though in this worldly life we have our different roles, we have female and male.
我们的自己的退休会也特别讲到说，妻子丈夫应该怎么样学习啊
？In our own retreat, our church retreat, we also mentioned how wives and husbands should learn about their own roles.
但是你知道，在灵里面来讲，在新人里面是没有区别的。
But in spirit, you need to realize that there is no difference.
因为神要我们合而为一的。
Because God wants us to be one.
所以你看见主说律法灵义的总结是什么？尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神啊。
So you can see what is the summary of the highlight of all the commandments. That is, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your strength, and all your soul.
其次呢，就是爱人如己。
And the second one is love other brothers as yourself.
因为大家都合而为一了。
Because we're all supposed to be one.
大家彼此顺服，彼此相爱，就是这样。
We submit to each other and we love one another.
因为最后我们都是。顺服这个头嘛
，because ultimately we all submit to the head.
那么在旷野四十年，还有五次跟仇敌的征战。
So in the wilderness, the 40 years in the wilderness, there are another 5 times that they battled against the enemy.
第二次是在十二个探子回报以后，因为神说你们不肯进迦南的，通通都要这个男的都要死在旷野啊。
So the second time was after these 12 spies returned from Canaan, and God said, "All of you will perish. All of you who are not willing to go into the land of the promise, then you would all die in the wilderness."
那么以色列人就很悲哀了，他们就擅自上了山顶要去打了。
So the Israelites were very dismayed, and so they decided by themselves to go up the mountain and fight.
结果就被敌人杀退了。
But then, of course, they were defeated.
因为那不是出于神的嘛，
所以当然失败。Because it was not from the God, and you're surely to be prevailed.
其他四次的征战，有敌人先发动的，也有敌人用淫行和拜别神来诱惑他们的呢。
But the other three times of the battle, four times of the battles, sometimes it was initiated by the enemies. And there are other times when the enemies started to use the evil methods to cheat them.
结果呢，这种四次呢，都被以色列人征服了。
So all those four times, Israelites prevailed.
占领了他们许多约旦河东的地。
And they conquered many lands on the east side of Canaan, Jordan River.
所以你看，我们的征战啊，不能自己发动，要神叫我们发动。
So we must not initiate our own battles. We have to wait for God's calling.
而且凡是敌人出于敌人的，我们一定赢，因为神已经赢了，我们不需要输。
And also, whatever is initiated by the enemy, we will win because our God has already won.
而且我相信第一场战争，你看那个圣经上啊，就立下了其他战争得胜的一个模范。
And I also believe the first battle actually set an example for the how to win in the following battles.
因为你看他在打仗的时候，摩西向神举手祷告。
Because when they fought, Moses raised his hand to pray to God.
然后他的同工亚伦霍尔也帮助一同祷告，扶着他的手，不然那个太重了，那个脏还容易掉下来。
And his co-workers, Aaron and Hur were supporting him and were praying together with him.
然后在第一场战争里面，特别是啊，这个他的敌人是亚玛力人。
And in the first battle, especially, the enemies were the Amalek.
这个亚玛力代表什么？就是代表肉体。
And the Amalek represents the flesh.
所以神吩咐他们必须涂抹亚玛力的名号。
So God asked them to surely blot out the name of the Amalek.
是神这么讲的啊。神说我要将亚玛力的名号从天下全然涂抹。
And God specifically said that I will utterly blot out the memory of the Amalek from under heaven.
就是神要把我们旧造怎么样，通通死掉。
That means that God wants our old self to entirely die.
那么
completely die.
你看这四十年里面啊，摩西要带领这么多不同的人，经过这么多不同的事情啊，他的管理的重任，神实在是也蛮了解的。
So as you can see, in these 40 years, and Moses needed to lead so many people and deal with so many different things, God understood his management burden is big. Yeah.
在基伯罗哈他瓦这个地方，神就 叫摩西从众长老中招七十个他所知道做长老或者是官长的人。
In the place called, I think it was Taberah, God called Moses to select among the Israelite elders 70 people
and
officers, the 70 people to be elders and officers.
Select from them, elders and officers, 然后他们一起到会幕前跟摩西一起站在神面前。
So those people who were selected among the elders and officers went together with Moses to stand before the tent of meeting.
然后那个时候神就自己降临跟摩西说话，也把降在摩西身上的灵分放在其他七十个人身上。
Then God himself came down to talk to Moses, and he also gave the spirit upon the same spirit that he gave upon Moses to also gave upon those who were among together with Moses.
那让他们就跟摩西一起担这个重的责任。
So that they could share the burdens of the management of the Israelites.
结果那个约书亚就替摩西嫉妒了，哎呀，怎么搞的？怎么别人也有了哈
？So actually Joshua was kind of felt jealous on behalf of Moses.
但是摩西说什么？
But what did Moses say?
摩西说：“唯愿耶和华使所有的百姓都做先知，愿耶和华把他的灵放在他们身上。”
And Moses said, "Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them."
所以你看，摩西明白神在做什么事。
So Moses really understood what God was doing.
他希望每一个人都做先知。
God would like everyone to be a prophet.
Moses.
Moses
wanted to be a
prophet. Moses was willing to do it.
所以你看，在这个众百姓，本来是摩西第二个四十年是他被神管教，对不对？这个第三个四十年是等于是众百姓被父神训练培养管教的期间。
So the second 40 years of Moses' life, it was a period of time he was disciplined by God. And then the third 40 years of his life, really it was the entire Israelite people were disciplined and trained by God.
你就看见神原先计划好的这个团体的新人就终于就出现了。
So this corporate new man was appearing, that, you know, the corporate new man that was planned by God long ago is finally emerging.
我们愿意主在我们中间也做这样的工作，让我们这个团体新人也达到他的目的，出现达到他的目的。
May God do the same great work among us so that this corporate new man can emerge and reach the purpose of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together. Sorry, it's kind of long.
主，我们来到你的面前，感谢赞美你。
Lord, we come before you and praise you and thank you.
因为在这个摩西带领这些摩西一生的事情。我们清清楚楚看见你自己要跟我们说的话。
Of all the things that Moses did in his lifetime, we could clearly see what you want us to do.
求主帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们在困难的里面能够学到你要我们学的功课。
Let us learn all the lessons from the afflictions that we have.
让我们能够达到你自己在我们身上救赎的目的。
Let us attain the purpose you have on us for the salvation.
让我们不要逃掉。
Let us not escape from these lessons.
不要白白的浪费这些机会。
Not to waste these opportunities.
愿意你每一个百姓都成为先知。
May all of your people become prophets.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.